BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
English Rose, Episode 3. Tending the Wounds.
So the question
is, cops explore the widely held
serial killer.
Theory that Manhattan has a mass murderer on the loose.
Bodies have been found on both the upper
and the upper west sides, and in areas close to Central Park.
With copycat
potentially links the same killer to. Police are looking at cold cases for clues in these troubling
escalating crimes.
Okay. This then.
This looks so energizing on you.
Wow, it's beautiful. Seriously, there's no way you're spending that much money on me.
It's a business expense. It's tax deductible. Ditto those trauma sessions we talked about. 2 hours of breathwork, journaling, then light touch therapeutic conversation. What you had to deal with around Randy is going to take some deep internal work.
And the danger of this upmarket shopping is obvious. It's the equivalent of falling asleep on a lilo. Blissfully dozy at first, until you wake in danger and in a deadly panic miles away from who you were.
And just to be clear, I'm also speaking to my therapist about making restitution to you after Randy. This is the third apology language. The first is expressing regret. The second is accepting responsibility, both of which I hope you'll agree I've done. And after this third stage, I'll move to the fourth. Requesting forgiveness.
Okay, Maya, thanks. Hey, why don't I just wear jeans and this top? Is it a top?
Tonight's quite a glittery occasion. We dress up.
Do you think this bikini is okay for later? I have a one piece if you think that's too revealing.
Oh, Delphine, don't do this to me. Delete. Sure you want me there tonight? I'm clueless. I've never been to anything like it before.
Come, look in the mirror. Let me hold this green gown up against you.
No, I don't like to. Sorry, no, it freaks me out. I mean, to look at myself in the mirror, in public. I'll take it into the changing room. I won't be a minute.
Don't leave a message, I won't call you back.
Mam, why won't you call me back? You can't keep running, you have to hide. You need to get into the mine, find a cavern, a high chamber, then build a nest. There is a long tunnel, but don't run free. Roost. You hear me?
Any good?
I have to go. I'm in a shop. No way! I look like a Christmas tree.
How is anyone going to know about you if you keep hiding yourself? Let's go up to Couture.
Great. You're in a shop? And you want your family hidden underground in a damp, modern mine shaft while you swan around Manhattan shopping?
Mum, you like the drips. It's earth music. But listen, there'll be packs of the large northern males down there. So stay quiet and stay deep. I have to go. Stay safe.
I reckon they sent them police helicopters.
Sadly, it's just making people angrier. And
as well, if them wackos are.
Well, to be honest, I can't blame them.
They've probably given them a 10-bedroom.
Could someone post an exact location?
Council House in Middlesbrough by now.
Put a pin on a map. I'm not in the UK.
Sorry, but it's an ancient English right to go where we like and do what
and
we want.
No one's telling me to stay indoors.
Honey, come in for your freaks.
Is this yellow bikini better? Or the red one?
No, Delphine. Delete, delete, delete.
Rose, this is so you. You'll blow them all away in this.
Sorry, I have to go. I told everyone to come over at noon.
Look, Rose, he thinks you're leaving him and he starts to cry. What's wrong with me? And look at what he's doing. He does that all the time.
He's practicing. All babies suck their toes, Maya. Come here, my little lad.
See? He's cheered up now that he knows you're taking him. Seriously, he hates me.
Don't be silly. Say bye to Mummy Gully. See you later.
Okay, I'm sending this video so you can check you still think this is a good idea. See how deep it is? It's very dark too. And listen. Creepy. but I guess, thanks to you, we've no choice. If anything happens to us, it's your fault.
So this is it. The perfect hour. Yellow sunlight cracking through blue water. Her delicate toes wiggling above. Gully's tiny, chubby feet kicking too. And I know, I've never been so happy in my life.
You did it! Isn't she clever, Gully? Like a mermaid.
And I understand that when your family says you can't, it's just because they never have.
You said you couldn't swim.
And right now, I feel like there's nothing me and my kind can't do.
Here, put this around you. It's a boiling hot August day and you're freezing as usual. Even wearing that.
Yeah, that swimsuit's really something, Rose. And Gully's.
Yes, it looks like a tiny superhero.
This is such a perfect day.
That much sun lotion on his face, he looks like a little snow baby.
Are you all very worried about the sun in England, Rose?
Yeah, Rose, what's with this obsession with the sun? Cocktails are served, girls! Be careful, these will make your knees buckle.
Siobhan tucks a phone into the cup of her bikini bra and gives me a steady stare as she hands out drinks.
Cheers, everyone.
On Maya's suggestion, I've invited a bunch of Upper West Side nannies to what we've billed as a poolside mingle with ice-cold drinks. So the rooftops at capacity and blue veins, fat as fuse wire, are pulsing on every sizzling neck, wrist and thigh.
Order from Louis and Frank's.
Oh, wow, who ordered pizzas?
Come and get them.
There is something savage about his cheery grin.
Hey. Did you manifest the vision for this day, Rose?
Yeah, 80 degrees in the shade, gin slings and pizzas. This is not an easy gig to get. Given how they treated Beatrice, makes me wonder why they treat you so well, eh?
Shut up, Siobhan. And if you ruin it for me in this city, I won't forgive you.
Hey, you see that guy?
Where?
Over there, by the bush, in the black suit.
What about him?
He's a movie star.
I smell him before I see him. But desperate to preserve my perfect human moment, I ignore the dark cloud passing over the sun. Though I shiver.
Who's he with? We didn't invite any guys, did we?
Friend of Austin's, maybe?
Yep. It looks like some rich poser Austin might try to flog a painting to.
I should listen to my instincts and I should not leave Gully's side. I want to wash that poser's presence off my skin.
I'm going back in the water. Can you watch Gully for me?
Sure. Come here. Working, boy. You sit with me.
She's clearly wearing that to get attention. I don't believe anyone's that sensitive to the sun.
Stupid Siobhan. Beautiful women are very complicated. It's unwise to try and understand everything about a goddess.
You're bewitched by her. I can tell.
You're just jealous. Not many girls would look so good in a full-body swimsuit.
She's up to something. And it's probably to do with Austin.
Hi, this is Maya's machine. Short, sweet, or I'll press delete.
Hey, remember me? Well, I'm here at home trying to work while half the nannies in the neighborhood are holding a teen bikini parade on the roof. Doorbell's going every 5 minutes. Air stinks of sun lotion. Panties and popcorn are scattered all over the stairs. And when the hell are you back? I didn't think you'd be this long.
As I head back to my lounger, I can see the movie star staring right at us. The morning of fun is over.
I'm serious. That guy is a movie star.
Really? Which movie?
I can't remember his name. He's in that Scottish thing?
I've never seen that guy in anything. But if that's what you're into, why not? Go ahead.
Tall, rich, handsome, probably eligible. Maybe, who knows, perhaps I could be into that.
He's old. He's at least 40.
I like older guys.
And then, still only half sensing why, I know we should leave immediately.
You want to go see a film?
When?
Right now. This afternoon. Come on. After all this sunshine, I need to sit in the dark.
Really? Oh, it's so perfect out here.
Look, it's about to rain. We better get the kids inside. Ow! Ouch.
Here, put this napkin on it. I've got a plaster in the baby bag. Hold on.
Look at Gully. What's he doing? He's going crazy.
Shit. No one must see this. I didn't think it would happen so soon. It's true. He's different.
Here, put this on it. Is it bleeding? Gully seems okay now.
Thanks. Hey, everyone. You might want to pack up now. Sorry, but it looks like a storm's on the way. Thanks for coming. We'll do it again very soon.
Film it is, then.
I think you need to go and run that finger under the tap.
It's fine, but we need to get out of here.
The kids will fall asleep if we give them enough sugar.
I find a teaspoon or two of antihistamine guarantees it.
Uh-oh. He's coming over.
And I glance up and see a lacy moon right there in the darkening sky. Such is the power of striding, well-dressed, handsome men. I don't fully accept the threat.
You look like you've all been having a good time up here.
Sunshine, cocktails, pool. What more could a girl want? Forgive me, sorry, but I have to ask. What have I seen you in? It's on the tip of my tongue, that thing in the castle.
Sorry to disappoint you, but I've not been in any movies.
Really?
That's not my line of work.
I could have sworn I recognized you. I guess it must be just your natural...
Control yourself, Siobhan, for God's sake.
She's saying you're good looking.
In my defense.
I'm gonna go inside and shower Gully. You all wanna come inside with me now?
I'll say that before I know why.
I really think you should be inside.
I know I need to get my friends away.
It's gonna rain. Come on, let's go.
The company issued a statement tonight to say...
A full and thorough investigation is underway.
Our first priority is the safety of our people. The bodies have yet to be recovered, though. Until then, the cause is undetermined.
My brother-in-law works
there. But fevered speculation...
He's 5,000 feet deep. He loves it. But he is weird.
And to ensure the required learnings are implemented.
In breaking news, the union says workers are refusing to return to the mine.
To understand the causes of this shocking incident.
Hey, where are you marching off to?
I need to shower Gully. Say hello to Daddy. Do you want to hold him?
Why didn't you answer my calls? Oh, you hear that? I've been listening to that crap all morning while trying to work.
What's happening?
Oh, you tell me. Your girlfriend's getting frisky, I guess.
Oh, hi, Austin. How are you?
Is everything okay?
Well, it's all the better for seeing you. Nice bikini, Siobhan. You having fun up there?
Oh, yes. It's been a lovely day. Your home is amazing. You have such exquisite taste. And it's so generous of you to let us use your pool.
Oh, well, you're welcome, Siobhan.
And he turns to me and raises his eyebrows as if to say, look and learn. This is how girls should speak to me.
Can I get you anything? A drink? A pair of earplugs? A lie down in a darkened room?
I just wondered who your friend was, the guy up on the roof.
And she giggles down at her toes, drops one hip, then looks back up at him through her fake eyelashes.
Hey, I'm not sure. Perhaps you should show me.
He places two fingers on the small of her naked back and steers her towards the elevator. Then, side by side, they turn, and for a steady moment, they both glare right at me. And I know instantly that in a life like mine, there are enemies. And soon, I will have to fight them.
See you later, Rose. Have a great time at the movies.
Rose, it's all starting again. The chaos I've been warning you about your whole life. The exact thing I wanted to avoid. Basically, to put it bluntly, we've done things we've not done for a long time. And you need to know. Because once this starts, it spreads. And it's hard to stop.
Great film.
I couldn't really concentrate.
Me neither. He's not getting wet, is he?
He's dry as a bone. They're watertight capsules, like space pods, these expensive prams.
I heard New York gets these summer thunderstorms, but I didn't know they'd be so...
romantic. Walking hip to hip down empty streets.
Wet.
Our skin, hair, faces, silky with rainwater.
Yes. Wet.
And I feel like anything could happen at any moment.
We're here This is my place. Thanks for walking me so far.
We are both dripping softly. Our faces so close I can feel her quick breath on my cheek. And I'm not sure if she's breathing like that because she's afraid or because she's in love.
You want to come in for coffee? I've got a cute little apartment up there and Gally's asleep. That's the best thing about babies. They always keep a secret.
I can't trust myself. No. Because raindrops are sparkling on her eyelashes. Her mouth is open. Her heartbeat is quickening. Her lips are swollen pink, which means the blood vessels are very near the surface. It's Maya.
Speakerphone.
We are so sorry about today, Rose. I know you'll have seen the police this afternoon and then the news crews. It's so terrible. I'm so sorry. And so soon after Randy.
What?
Google it.
You now need to experience what you need to experience for as long as you need to experience it. So, in the spirit of regret, I offer the most precious gift I have to give. My time. Come with me tonight, then afterwards go out for dinner with your friends. Somewhere luxe. Charge it all to my credit card.
Oh, God, look. Here. That's your place. They filmed it with a drone.
What? Turn it up.
After a body was discovered on the rooftop. This has been confirmed as a courier from a local pizzeria.
Yep. Okay, I get it. Should've known. Pizza guy looked like a rabbit out of the hat magician minute I saw him. Him and the movie star guy, both of them dangers. Both of them circling Gully.
Go inside, Delphine. Keep safe.
Where are you going?
You're a really special person. I'll call you.
Wow. You said we were going to a gallery. You didn't say we were going to a gallery on another planet.
Yeah, it's a cool space, right? Used to be a telecoms tower. We just hired it for the night.
You look divine.
Thank you. You look amazing too.
It was hard to tell if Maya was wearing a nightie that looked like an evening gown or the other way around.
Oh,
either way, it was having an altering impact on the room.
What a gorgeous baby. Can I hold him?
No, sorry. We don't let anyone touch him.
There aren't yet 50 people in the room, but it's hard to breathe. Either the wealth has sucked the air out, or since I heard about Pizza Guy, I'm very afraid about what's going to happen next.
Our attachment approach is based around the theory of the launch pad. Do you know it? It teaches that Gully's nanny and I are the two bases from which he'll emotionally launch. Once Gully's successfully launched, we'll allow additional bases, but until then, it's just me and Rose who can hold him.
I heard about the trouble on your roof.
Oh, I know, right? But that's life in the city. 100% nuts. You gotta leave to the cops or you spend every day locked below stairs with a rifle on your knee. Hey, Rafi, come and see my handsome boy.
This work is electrifying.
Such a powerful talent, I know. Awesome.
And as I watch her kissing and clutching her guests, I think of the girl in Rumpelstiltskin spinning straw into gold. And I realize this mega book's art life isn't just Austin's fairy tale. It's clearly Maya's too.
Make sure you look at the graffiti collages, everyone.
The art seems bad to me. And the way Maya doesn't look at it as she glides the room suggests she knows it too. In the cab on the way here, she told me that she handles the contemporary art side of the business, and Austin is in charge of the Renaissance stuff.
Hey, Mary Poppins. Mind if I join you?
If I was a dog, my ears would be up, my chin in the air.
I just heard Maya introducing you to some people. Thought I'd come over and say hi.
But nothing yet.
Seems like you picked the best one.
He has none of the dark energy of the movie star or pizza guy. Though maybe I'm just not experienced enough to sense it.
Okay. But don't expect smart conversation. I'm just looking. I know nothing about art.
I'm thinking of buying a piece.
He has messy hair that he hopes makes him look like a surfer, but ice white teeth, which suggests he's rich and cares about fitting in.
Which piece? The nose?
Yeah, or maybe the ear.
And ropey sinews on his neck, which suggest he works out every day with weights.
I think you should buy the whole thing.
You do?
Yeah.
It suits your shirt.
Oh.
I can see this painting sitting in your home.
Well, I'm probably going to buy it then sell it, so...
In that case, I can see all the money you'll make from it sitting in your home.
Yep, you get me.
And he lifts a bronzed finger towards Maya, who raises onto her tiptoes and nods as he points at the painting.
Anyone ever told you you're magnetic?
Sounds like I should be stuck on the fridge door.
I'd never leave the kitchen if you were.
Excuse me. Maya's sent just the two champagne glasses emoji and a red heart. And from Delphine, I'm missing you already. Please take Maya's offer for later. I'm all alone. Ugh, Delphine, stop.
I have a loft that I use on my trips to New York.
What happens to it the rest of the time?
It's empty. I could give you a key.
You want me to have a key to your Manhattan loft apartment?
Hey, I know what it's like when you're starting out in this city. It's tough. Before I hit it big, I was a chauffeur, then I worked in a mailroom. I've done it all. You need a few treats to keep you going. Great views of the downtown skyline.
You've known me less than 5 minutes. His smile still seems human enough. Simply strategic, engineered to ease me into the flat. And I detect nothing but basic mortal lust.
What's the worst that could happen?
Well, I can think of a few things. But sorry, I have to go.
Cool. I'll ask Maya for your number and hit you up if I need any more art advice.
And as I walk away, I decide to look back over my shoulder, like a bunny girl. Though it's unclear to me what it means when I see human women do this. In this instance, it allows me to see that he's still staring at me, hungrily.
Hey, seen the news? Odd, don't you think? More death, coming shortly after Randy? We didn't live in a crime drama before she arrived. There's something I need to show you, but until then, be careful, Delphine. I mean it. Whatever you do, don't be alone with her. Hi, Austin. It's Siobhan. We met at your house earlier today. I'm the nanny for Hank's children. I hope you don't mind me bothering you. I wonder if we could meet up. Maybe soon. Perhaps later tonight. Over a drink? There's something I need to show you.
Hey, Rose. Well done tonight. Go have dinner with your friends. We're off to a fabulous start, and thanks. You're good at this. I've noticed. I won't forget.
I can't leave Gully.
He's asleep in his stroller over there. The swimming's worn him out.
And then everything changes. I look across the room at Gully sleeping in his pram, and standing right in front of him is the art guy. Maya, take Gully home right now. Don't leave his side.
What? Why? Hey, where are you going?
And before I can walk over and grab him by the lapels, he turns to look at me and smiles, and it goes through me like an electric rod. Hi.
Hi.
Let's go see this empty loft, shall we?
So, what are you going to do with your life, kid?
He doesn't know who I am, or what I'm capable of. And he hasn't put the lights on, so there's just the glittering tips of skyscrapers and tower blocks beyond. And in this interplanetary sparkle, I expand and brace myself and ignore everything I've ever been taught.
Hey, don't be shy. Come on.
And feel more fully the dark creature I truly am.
Sit down.
And he pats the sofa, as you might if you wanted a dog to hop up beside you. I'd rather stand.
You want me to open the doors to the terrace? See the skyline.
Outside is breeze and a moonless, cloudy sky. And though it's nearly midnight, it feels like high noon. And then Art Guy's right there beside me on the terrace. And my destiny feels very close.
Listen.
And he places a hand on my back and I shudder like I'm plugged into a socket.
We just want the baby. Get the baby, and I won't hurt you.
Then he touches my hair and strokes it.
You won't be able to fight me, so don't try. This could be hard or easy for you.
The terrace is about 4 meters wide by 1 meter deep. You want the baby? We are on the 5th floor. I preferred you when you were being charming.
Look, we'll get a cab back to your place. You get the baby. Boom, it's all over. No one will hurt you.
And what will you do with him when you get him? And he looks genuinely puzzled. And I understand that it was never a question.
Come on, kid, cooperate.
They're going to kill him.
We're a long way up.
And then I dare to try what I've never before pulled off. A gravity-defying pounce. A spring right across the terrace. So I land on him like I've been fired from a gun. You underestimated me. That was a big mistake. It's over in minutes. Though I know because the loft is always empty, he'll probably not be discovered until he starts to rot. And I feel bad for the cleaner. And as I saunter through the city that never sleeps, I feel as I came here to feel. Strong and proud and free.
Hi, sorry, bit delayed. On my way.
And I know for certain my mum is wrong. We are capable of anything.
Are you okay? Has something happened? You sound strange.
Hi, Maya. Just checking Gully's okay. Send me a text just to stop me worrying.
And if I'm to protect that boy, I'll have to show it.
Hi, Maya. Thanks for calling back. All okay?
He is in the ER. You've got to come. I'll send you a pin.
What? No, no, why?
He is on the baby ward. It's room 352.
Do not leave him. Stay right at his side. I'm on my way. No, this is taking too long. I have to get to him. I've risked one advanced technique. Here I am about to risk another. Because if anything happens to that boy, my so-called everlasting life and that of my entire family is over.
What if I'm poisoning her? Microplastic particles in the placentas of unborn
there
babies.
There are insufficient funds in your account. You are a minus person.
I'm declining.
What if I'm stage four and I don't even know it?
They said it shouldn't hurt until it's too late.
You're healthy, Alfie.
What is your Lucis?
Cleanse, tone, serum, moisturise.
If you don't do your rituals, they're all going to die.
How am I supposed to sleep well when that is definitely a
sometimes
wrinkle?
I feel every fun thing in my life that I want more of becomes an obsession.
What if I die?
Hashtag FOMO. Hashtag I'm not doing enough. Hashtag not enough.
What is your Lucis? Brought to you by BBC Radio 4. Subscribe to the Lucis podcast on BBC Sounds.